It's Marketplace Tech for February 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple, one of the world's most valuable companies, had a bit of a tough year of quarterly earnings reports, at least when we're talking about the investor's constant mantra, growth. But yesterday, the company had some positive news. Steve Kovac is senior correspondent at Business Insider, and he's been following Apple's earnings numbers. Steve, Apple sold a few more iPhones and made $1 billion more on services?
Yes, that's true. 78 million iPhones, so that's up from a year ago, and it's even exceeded analysts' expectations.
Does this mean the company is back in growth mode, or is it a kind of quarterly report that may be an anomaly?
It might be an anomaly because looking forward, things tend to slow down after this busy holiday quarter. And of course, rumors are just flying about what the next iPhone will be coming out in the fall. So expect to see things slow down a little bit going into the spring and the summer.
Any surprises for you in the numbers?
Yeah, the biggest surprise is the other products category, which includes basically everything else they sell, like the Apple Watch, AirPods, and so forth. That category, the revenue was down 8%, which is a sign people were not buying the Apple Watch like they were last year for the holidays.
Steve Kovac, senior correspondent at Business Insider. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
From earnings to IPOs, Snap, formerly known as Snapchat, currently known as the social media company that is hard for some to understand and may be worth about $25 billion, is expected to publicly file for its initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange this week. Snap's disappearing message service has grown a lot since it was founded almost 6 years ago, and it's got a new gadget, Snap Spectacles. To talk about its ambitions to go public, we got Bloomberg tech reporter Sarah Fryer on the line. Hi, Sarah. How does Snap make its money?
There are sponsored lenses that you can, maybe Gatorade will sponsor a lens of you pouring Gatorade over your head. Basically, you can turn yourself into an advertisement for fun. And then they have this media product called Discover, where media companies are making little mini mobile magazines. Ads run in between the article content on those. Then they have these live stories that they do. Say you're at this Super Bowl and everyone else is at the Super Bowl and you're all submitting snaps at once. Mm-hmm. Snapchat curates those into a live story about the event and then inserts ads in between some of the content there. And of course, they sell spectacles for $130, but they don't really make money off of them.
Snap has growing competition, right? I mean, Facebook and Instagram, for instance, are starting to incorporate the same features into their apps as Snap is.
Facebook has shamelessly copied Snapchat, and they're doing really well. Instagram Stories, which Instagram CEO mentioned that he got the idea for from Snapchat, It already has 150 million daily users, which is the same number that Snapchat gives for its global audience. Mm. So it's working out now. Facebook is thinking of adding something exactly like that to the Facebook app that has an even wider reach. And while we can't say if that stunted Snapchat's growth, we can say that we don't know what it would look like if they hadn't done that. It could be much higher.
Sarah Fryer, she is technology reporter for Bloomberg. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please don't stop listening to me ever, but do me a favor. Wherever you are, stick your head out of the window or pull one earbud out. What do you hear? Is it loud where you are? What are the sounds? Well, New York University is engaged in what it is calling the Sounds of New York City Project, which is using microphones and machine learning algorithms to listen and identify sounds of the city. It'll help researchers understand how sound impacts neighborhoods. One eventual goal is to make the city quieter overall. It has an impact on real estate prices. Marketplace producer Claire Tennisgetter got a bit of a tour recently from the lead investigator for Sounds of New York City.
Everyone that lives in the city experienced firsthand how noise is disruptive, you know, in the short term, like a sleep disruption, the stress, like this. There is also a huge economic impact. There are studies from the late 60s that show in the U.S. that real estate prices decrease by about, you know, 2% per dB of noise increase. So it's a really widespread problem that affects a lot of people in the country. My name is Juan Pablo Bello. I'm an associate professor here at New York University. I work in music technology and in engineering. That's a sensor right there that you can see popping out of a building. They're actually directional microphones. And the idea is that they are picking sound at the street level, so that's why they are pointing towards this particular area of the street. So when you have a sound like a honk, the microphone picks on the specific footprint of that type of sound. What the machine is trying to do is to look at that pattern in time and frequency and then be able to say with a certain confidence, yes, this is a car honk. Once you have that information, what you're looking at here is like, you know, for a given location, maybe we can count the number of car honks that you have per unit of time. Ultimately, the goal, of course, is that of making the city quieter and more livable, right? And that's what we're after here. One of the things that we could provide, you know, in a couple of years will be a sound map of New York City, right? Something that you could go on, you could publicly look at this information and maybe make a decision, like if you're about to rent an apartment, you could get a much better sense as to, you know, what that part of your life is going to be, you know, once you make that decision. And, you know, we still want the city to be a vibrant place. We still want the city to be a bustling place. It's just, you know, what part of that you want is what we're helping people to choose.
All right, I have a weird idea, my specialty. Record some sound from a place where you live. I know it's winter, but any sound will do. 10 or 15 seconds long, tops. Use your iPhone's Voice Memos app or an Android sound recording app of your choice. You can email it to me at marketplacetechcomments@marketplace.org. And here's the catch. Tell me in your email if you think the sound you recorded should make your rent or real estate price go up or go down. I can't wait to hear. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.